You're about to listen to a true story told live, because this is True Stories Live, brought to you by LJ Hope Productions, Norwich Arts Centre, and me, Molly Naylor.
My only theme for tonight is one that I started thinking about the gathering. So my head went to the Highlander films, for those who remember those, and the Queen soundtrack that went with that. And there was this whole kind of theme running through the Highlander films called The Gathering. And it was the idea of these immortals were called together to fight it out so that only one of the people with heads left would survive and be the one. But one line I remember from the Highlander films was this: it is better to burn out than fade away, and I can't do the accent. And sadly, I kind of live my life that way. But this is why I want to bring Molly into it without her realizing it, because the first time I met Molly, I was at a pub. When I'd had one drink but was behaving like I had 10, whereas I may have had 10 and now behaving like I've had 5, I don't know. But the point is, it was this aspect of burning out than fading away. And we had this whole discussion about being ENFP, which you can Google later. I don't even know what they stand for anymore, Molly.
Extrovert, intuitive, feeler, perceiver.
So apparently I'm an extrovert according to that, but as many times as I've done this Myers-Briggs test, I come out as like 52% extrovert, 48% introvert. So when I ask anyone who even vaguely knows me thinks I might be an extrovert, and people assume that I am. I went out with an introvert who thought she was an extrovert until she met me, then realized she was an introvert relative to me. And I want to give you an insight in what it's like to be a conflicted person socially, which is why I loved Antoinette's opening about kind of, you know, that walking into a room, public school or otherwise, also hands in the air, public school, sorry, shame. But I want everyone to have the same benefit of it without paying for it. Not the being sexually abused shit, but just the rest of the good education bit. Sorry, I told you, look, I don't do appropriate. But it's that aspect of walking into a room and thinking, hey, there's a bunch of interesting, really cool people here who I'd love to know, but I feel fucking insecure right now. And part of me is completely conflicted between being the extrovert or trying to fit in versus being the introvert that works out, why am I even here? Why am I not back home in bed with my cats watching Netflix? And that's quite difficult because Netflix wasn't invented 30 years ago when I wanted to be back home in bed with my cats. So thank God for Netflix. I thought Netflix and chill meant literally Netflix and chill for years. And I really enjoyed it. I didn't realize it had a double meaning. And what I want to read you is this is the beginning of my story. I don't know the end of it other than the fact I'll be cut off in 6 minutes. Sorry, how long? 5? 4? Is it going down? Okay. The more I misbehave, it gets, she knocks minutes off. In the early days of kind of True Stories Live, there'd be someone at the back kind of trying to land aircraft with like two table tennis bats. And they were you had 10-minute warning, but it was at 5 minutes. And there'd be someone at the back with two table tennis bats waving at me. And I go, oh, that's the 10-minute warning. And it turned out that was the 5-minute warning. And I got it wrong. And I ended my first True Stories Live after 5 minutes. So my second True Stories Live, I asked for a credit. You know, because I was in overdraft from the previous one, and I got 15 at the second one. Since then, I take privileges and abusive use of timing anyway. But anyway, so I was messaging a friend last night. I said, I went out last night, but do you ever go through the same cycle as me like this? Apathy. You're invited out, and you actually think, you know what, it's winter, I want to stay in bed, and Netflix and chill, in the innocent sense of the word. Next emotional thought that goes through my mind, anxiety. And I'm riddled with anxiety, even my psychiatrist agrees. And then the next thought that goes through my mind is, what the fuck? FOMO. Whatever, I'll go out. And then there's joy. I'm in the moment, I love it. And then there's like, I stayed 1 hour too long. The kind of, and it went from FOMO to JOMO. And I retrospectively thought, well, what would have been the joy of missing out had I not gone out? I could have just stayed in bed and et cetera, et cetera. So I go from joy massively into this like cold turkey come down. And I go into overwhelm mode. And I spend an hour thinking, I wish I'd gone an hour ago. I'll go in half an hour. Well, why am I not thinking, go now? Just go now. Don't break into song. But I'm thinking like it really was time to go an hour ago. And why didn't I go an hour ago? So then I have these two options. One is I actually do go now. And I go back to my bed and my cats and go, I missed you guys. Thank you for being totally accepting and for shitting everywhere. But ultimately, that's where I want to be. But what happens with the fact that I am bipolar, I don't know, I have multiple people, including Molly, telling me whether I'm an extrovert, introvert, anxious extrovert, bipolar introvert, an ambivert, a slut, a bad asexual. And in this moment, every version of me exists. And it's like I'm Schrodinger's human being at that moment. Until the box is open, I have no idea where I'm going in the next 5 minutes. And I'm torn between, yes, I should have left half an hour ago. And if I don't leave within half an hour, and I actually do remember saying this line to Molly about 10 years ago, if I don't leave within half an hour, I'm going to do something inappropriate. And I'm not sure what that will be yet. And this is my moment, because I'm surrounded by people, and I'm an addict, and this is my confession time. I am an addict. And I'm addicted to, well, apart from Dr. Martin's, of which I have 194, and whiskies, of which I have 82 currently, and cats, of which I have, no idea, 15-ish. I'm... There was an oh wow at the cats, but not at the Dr. Martens or the whiskies. Honestly. Anyway, so I'm addicted to girlfriends. What I am addicted to is people. They're both my drug, my come up and my come down. And being a polyamorous asexual, and if you can work out the oxymoron of those two words together, that's awkward anyway. I struggle with what to do next in the moment, and I've chosen to live my life in the moment because it's the way I survive my life, but it's also both dangerous and exciting. And I've probably got 1 minute left. So all I'm going to do is kind of give you one of those adventure book scenarios. You know the adventure books from... No one's a kid, really. But anyway, when you were a kid, you had that thing, turn to page 24 if the crocodile eats the pirate, turn to page 42 if the pirate eats the crocodile or whatever. So you do not know what happens next until you choose the page you go to. I live my life in kind of these edgy situations where I thought... So I was in Belgium last week. This is where I want to end. So I was in Belgium and... Kind of didn't want to go, went anyway because I had to because it was work, and then got there and thought, you know what, I'm just going to spend my whole 4 days in the hotel room because it's comfy, it's nice, it's got a nice bath, I can drink whiskeys in the bar. And then suddenly, 11 o'clock at night on the first night, I think, you know what, why waste the time in Belgium? Go out and explore. So I went out and explored, and I went to a bar called Bar des Amis. It's like the Friends Bar. It's got to live up to its name, right? You know, walk in, make friends. And I went and sat at the bar, drink on my own, and then somehow managed to join in a conversation with the people behind me who were Irish. Some of them were, anyway. And I somehow managed to walk out of the bar 2 hours later with 10 new friends. And then it becomes this dilemma of the next 6 to 10 hours of what do I do next? Because I'm faced with these continual dilemmas. Do I go back to my hotel room and be the introvert? Or do I go and gather with these random people? And Belgium is actually one of the most multicultural cities, Brussels rather, because of the EU Parliament stuff there. And because of the EU gathering there, the 10 people I thought were all Irish to start with turned out to be Indian, Dutch, Swiss, Brazilian, Ugandan, and a whole bunch of interesting nationalities. And I'm addicted to not only people, but people who have different and diverse and interesting journeys in life. So I'm polyamorously attracted at a background level to all of these people. I want to know you. Might want to kiss you. Certainly want to have a drink with you. I want to know your backstory. Why are you acting like that? And I'm like spinning like this crazy person, still trying to work out whether I'm extrovert or introvert in the moment, and continually thinking, I want to go home. But I also want to stay out with you. And I don't know which you. It's you plural, you singular. But it's you. And so somehow I got back to my hotel room at 7 a.m. Having been invited back with the Irish people who invited me back to cocaine and a threesome, both of which I turned down, and ended up being the responsible idiot who held their baby while they did the cocaine. What? Are you judging them or me now? No, fine, thank you. But their Ugandan babysitter was really hot, and so we ended up on a balcony smoking for 4 hours and drinking together while they all knocked themselves out on the cocaine. And then I thought, well, I've got to go and do a talk in Belgium the next day, so I need to go home, despite them saying, please stay the night. So eventually I find my introvert boundary of go back, but I do not know how far I pushed that. It is better to burn out than fade away.
True Stories Live is a story show and story finding project brought to you by LJ Hope Productions, Norwich Arts Centre, and me, Molly Naylor. For more information about all of the work that we do, head to our website truestorieslive.co.uk.